This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Jay, one of the bones I've had to pick with you in the past that we've had to bury the hatchet on is I've always said that you did not allow Hard Knocks in Washington, D.C., and I don't know if that's true or not.
Me?
Yeah. You were here for many years and we never got Hard Knocks. It's my dream that Washington is on Hard Knocks. And you would think by now this team would have gotten it at some point, and it just hasn't happened. You were a superstar on Hard Knocks with the Bengals.
That's Bruce. Bruce didn't want to be on Hard Knocks.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Don't you agree with me right now? Like, this team needs all the positive publicity it can get.
Well, rookie head coaches don't. They get a pass.
So specifically next year, this year, they could have said no. But just in general, I would have called the league if I'm Adam Peters and said, please put us on Hard Knocks. We got Jaden Daniels. We got 30 new players. Here's the storylines. We'll help you write them. They need cologne, man. They need people to care. Yeah, they need Commanders to be cool.
I think next year is a great year for them to be on Hard Knocks.
God, I hope you're right. They should be. But you were in that situation as a coordinator in Cincinnati. How would you have liked it as a head coach? Would you have been welcoming to it?
Yeah, I think so. As long as you have a chance to veto anything, as long as you get a chance to be an editor and make sure that nothing comes out there where you're talking about a player. You know, when you're in personnel meetings, things get said that you don't want to be shown to the public, right? We don't want to put anybody down. As long as everything stays pretty positive and upbeat and a storyline is about the players and there's some positive things that get out of it and they can show the skill of other guys, but I don't want any negative stuff coming out. I can remember the Jets did it with Rex Ryan and they were just shredding this poor offensive lineman. I mean, the kid's parents are watching and the family's watching. They don't need to do that. So as long as that's not part of it, Hard Knocks wasn't that bad. They did a great job of staying out of your way and it was painless, really. And yeah. Marvin Lewis did a great job of making sure everything went smooth, too.
So we've got three iterations of it now. We've got the training camp version everybody's been used to since 2000. So that's what the Bears are on, debuted last night. It was excellent. I've got some thoughts. I took some notes. We'll go over those later in the show. I'll spare you that, Jay. The off-season version debuted for the first time ever. Over the last several weeks, they had the Giants. And that was the best version of Hard Knocks we've ever seen. It was amazing because we had access to all of the things that, as a fan of football, I dream about being a fly on the wall for. It was football porn, right? We were in the quarterback coach meetings at the combine. We got to see the trade discussions between general managers on the phone. We got to watch a GM call an agent of a player and then a player and say, we're letting you go. Like, all that stuff, you wonder, what is it like? And now we have the answer. That was the best. But the other one is in season. And in season is, I think it is what the team makes it, because sometimes the club essentially doesn't give you a whole lot of access for obvious reasons. But I thought the Dolphins with Mike McDaniel last year did a pretty good job. McDaniel in the first episode had a team meeting. He got all his guys together and he said, look, we will be unapologetically ourselves. I don't want anyone to think about the cameras being here. Like, just do you. And we're going to keep chopping wood like nobody's around. And we got a pretty good season out of that, I thought, based on that philosophy. But in season, would you feel differently about it? Like, it's one thing during training camp. The offseason, they follow mostly the front office. does it matter to you when in the year? Would you have been less?
Yeah, off season and training camp is okay. I think in season a little too much. There's a lot going on in season. There's a lot of distractions already. You're trying to limit the distractions as much as you can in season. And with social media the way it is and all the shows going on, you don't need another distraction, in my opinion. I would not want it during a season.
Same thing I would imagine then with like a lot of these documentary shows that are coming out now for content. I don't know if you watched Quarterback on Netflix with Kirk and Mahomes and
I watched part of that. I watched a little bit of the receiver one too.
Receiver was great. For you as a coach, some of that stuff might be a distraction or annoying, but as fans, it just makes us love the game more. It's just great for the Shield.
I think a lot depends too on the makeup of your football team too and the culture that you have established. If you got a bunch of good guys and you can do a lot more. And if you have a couple guys that are maybe a little bit on the other side of that, you may want to try to limit the exposure or limit the controversy that could come out. Like we had a couple guys that, I didn't particularly care for that I wasn't allowed to cut that I wouldn't want to be part of that show. If that makes sense.
What do their names rhyme with?
Yeah.
We're here for a while. I'm just kidding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.